Learning Masech the Sugga Dav Dalanim and Aleph, the Gemara, the Banim of the Afgimel of Day starts, Haisa Gevayim Esim Am, if the Sugga was more than 20 Amis high, Ubal Amata, and you want to make the Sugga lower, you want to make it less than 20 Amis. Bekarim Uksasis Laiv Amiyat, if you're using mattresses and pillows, it's not Amiyat, even if he's Mevatel, it's Batla Daitis Kaladam. But you have a Tevin by straw, so a bit like it's Amiyat, and Kalshkein offer. But Tevin, if it's Ein Asad Lifnaisai, and offer a stam, then it's a machlekes Rabbeisi in the Rabbanan. And the Gemara brings the machlekes Rabbeisi Rabbanan Lagabe, a house which is full of Tevin Eitzreiris, what is a Girsa offer Eitzreiris, and there, according to Rabbanan, it's Dafke if you mevatel it. And according to Rabbeisi, even if it's stam by offer, and by Tevin, if it's Ein Asad Lefneisai, then it works. That's the Sugya Sagamar. Now, what's the chilik between bitloy and ein asa lefnaisa? Rashi says the bitloy lechol shiva, tevin a bitloy bepiv leshiva. They mevatel it bepeh, you said that it's batel, and you mevatel it leshiva. And the advice chilik on both of this. Rashi says two chidushim. One is that bitl means you need bepeh, and second, bitl is leshiva. And the advice says, first of all, you don't need bitl bepiv. Bitl belev is just as good. But second of all, bitl l'shiva doesn't work. You need bitl oilam. Bitl means it's going to be there forever. You have absolutely never have any plan to remove it. If you're just keeping it for 7 days, that's b'chal not a bitl. So according to Rashi, what's the chilutim bitl and naisel of naisel? Rashi says bitl is b'peh. He said it. Einas of naisel means le'itztarech of naisel k'ay mechag mila bitl mamish b'piv. He never said it. He's not going to do it. He has no plans to remove it, but he never said that it's batl. According to Ritva, bitl doesn't mean bepeh. If you have no plans to ever remove it, that's bitl. So what's in asa lefnaisa? In asa lefnaisa means l'shiva. That's what it means in asa lefnaisa. In asa lefnaisa means l'shiva, and bitl means l'aylam, and neither of them need bepeh. So in l'gabi the din of bitl l'aylam, the Rosh brings down the Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rav Yom, l'gdeili v'sheinim holik the Ritva, they need bitl l'aylam. And the Magen Mishnah also says that, but the Rosh and the Ram, they all like Rashi, they don't need bitul elam. See, the Ram brings a raya from the Mishnah in Olis, the Mishnah that Taisus brings, that talks about bitul by a krishal tvua. Like Tevin, you could imagine a person being mevatel. Maybe he'll never need this Tevin, he wants it to be permanently part of this structure. But tvua, that doesn't make any sense. A krishal tvua, no one wants it there forever. So what's the chilt then? Because krishal tvua, you don't mind if this is there for a long time. You don't mind if it's in a house, it's going to be stored for a very long time. So then, that could be called bitl. The thing is, shalos bepeh, or bestam, enes lefnaisa means you're not planning on doing it, but didn't say bepeh. But if you're going to say bitl means l'olam, how would that be shayach by tvua? By tvua, you can never have it l'olam. By tvua, you can have it for a certain amount of time. Karim nuksasis, the Gemara is saying, you wouldn't even be mevatel it for a short period of time. You're afraid, Rashi says, because of a hefsid, and a hefsid m'maynay. And tvua, forget. You have the food now that you need. You want to keep the tvua for a long time. L'man yam diyam rabin. Now, Shein Kain, if you need la'ilam, it wouldn't be shak tvua la'ilam. The tvua granted shtelzachan. This tvua says a teretz, that when the Mishnah says a krishal tvua needs bitl, it means it needs bitl and it won't be shayach bitl. And the mele would never work by a krishal tvua. But Al Kopanim, this is already two machlekes rishaynims that we have. We have a machlekes legabe bitl if you need la'ilam or not. The Ritva is machmir and the Rach and the Rav Yod, that's only works if it's la'ilam. Mashengen Rashi and the Rosh and the Ran hold even the Shev is good enough. And we have a machlekes if bitl needs bepet. Rashi also needs bepet because without that he has no chilah between bitl and us and the Fnaisei. And the Ritva holds you don't need bepet. There's got a third machlekes. Because Pasha Sasugya, Rashi says the Gemara's lashon is Tevin Ein Asa Lefnaisai v'Afas Stam is Machlekes Rabbanan v'Rav Yosi. So Tevin Ein Asa Lefnaisai, the Rabbanan hold that it doesn't work, and Rav Yosi holds it does. And Afas Stam, the Rabbanan hold it doesn't work, and Rav Yosi does. What about Afa Ein Asa Lefnaisai? So Rashi says, who did Afa Ein Asa Lefnaisai is a Machlekes Rav Yosi and the Rabbanan, and we pass him like the Rabbanan. So, Kumtais, according to Rashi, even by offer, you would need bitl. As Elachai state in the first in Taisus also, But the Ritva says, no, the Rabbanan agree by Afar that Ein Esef Nais is good enough. They're only arguing by Afar, by Stam. And that's what the Iter is also. So Kondes, you have really three machlaikis in Malacha L'maisa. Malacha we pass like the Rabbanan. It only works with Bittul. It doesn't work with Ein Esef Nais, but that's a Shaila. By Afar, does it need Bittul? Is Ein Esef Nais good enough? It's one Shaila. Another Shaila is Bittul need Bepet. Rashi holds yes, the Ritva holds no. And the other shall is bitul ni lailam, the Ritva holds yeah, and Rashi holds no. So how do we paskin? The Mishnah Berurah brings down the machlokes if bitul needs lailam or not. The Mishnah Berurah siman tav reish lamed gimel sif katan yin aleph. He brings down the machlokes, and he says achreinim anatu lekula, like Rashi and the Rosh and the Ran, that bitul l'shiv is good enough. It's interesting. He asks the shail and the sharetzi, and why should he go lekula? It should be suffik deraisa. It's a plukta deravisa by deraisa. Like we mentioned, the Ritva and the Rach and the Ravya all hold that you need La'ilam, so why aren't you Machman but the Raisa put the Ramfasi? He's close to say that maybe the whole din of Bittul is a din derabbanan. Mid the Raisa is Bittul without the Bittul. Now, Lagami the din, if you need Bepeh, so the Shulchan Aruch says, call you need Bepeh, and he seems to be going on offer also. So Lagami the Shailaf offer needs Bittul, if you need Bittul Bepeh, the Shulchan Aruch says you need Peh, and it's Mashm even by offer. But interesting about Pem, Kvega has a suffix. Let's say you had a sukkah l'mala mechaf, and you put offer down, and or to heaven, and you thought believe that you're going to keep it there the whole sukkah, but you didn't say it, and then you find out on Yom Tov that you're supposed to say it. Do you like to say it on Yom Tov? Is that called masakin? As Rabbi Kvega closes shayla, so the Shaar Tzion there's Meirich. He says that if you could do it b'machshava, so then it's not called masakin. So he holds the halacha l'maisa, you could be mevatel bepet, because the gabi this din, which is anyway a suffix if it's called masakin, you could be seimach also on the peskim and say machshav is good enough, and according to them, it's zichanad asir, and merely you could be mekel to mevatel bepet, and that way it would work l'kuli alma. Okay, let's see the next sugya. The Gemara starts off, Eisei gevay l'malam esimam v'hutzin yoydim b'tei chaf amah. The Gemara says, if you have a sukkah l'malam eshem amma, and hutzin go down into 20 amas, it depends. If it's tzilsim ru mechamsa the hutzin, then it's kasher. If the hutzin are chamsa mitzilsim, then it's pasul. That's the Gemara. Now, the two mahalchim in the Rishaynim, Taisis here brings one of the mahalchim, Taisin naftesim abeis brings another, Taisin erivin nafgimel brings both mahalchim. But one mahalach is, there's a shaila when it says, the Gemara in Erevin has a Gemara about a sukkah which the schach is miksasa l'mal mechaf and miksasa teichaf. Where there the Gemara has a shaila if it's kosher or pasul. And when the Gemara says it's pasul, the Gemara says a lush, and the reason why it's pasul is because if you would take off the schach l'mal mechaf, you'll have chams ru mitzilsa. So Taisis here in Amzon, that it can't mean it literally. Because if that's true, that if you would take off the schach l'mala michaf, would be left with chamash u mitzilsa, then a vada would be pasul. Because it's mitzitayav schach pasul, behind the schach kasher. Now what the Gemara means is like this. The Gemara means that if you would take off the schach l'mala michaf, then what would happen is that the schach ambanim would shrivel up and dry up and won't remain tzilsim u mechamsa. Right now, the way it is, the case is, the schach of the banim is still zirum mechamsa. But if you take off the schach of malam mechaf, the schach of the banim will change, will shrivel up, the wind will blow them away, and it won't remain still zirum mechamsa. So Taisis here holds that that's pashit. If you don't have still zirum mechamsa, lamata mechaf, it's going to be pasul no matter what. That's called mitzdarif schach pasul behind the schach kasher. If you have chamsu mitzilsa of schach kasher, and you need to mitzdarif to that schach pasul to make it tzilsim mechamsa, that's a psul. And that applies to l'malam mechaf as well. So what's the case of the Gemara mixes schach l'malam mechaf, mixes schach b'teichaf? The case of that Gemara is only when the schach l'malam mechaf is tzilsim ruba. So what does the Gemara mean? Ikalshis, if you take off the schach l'malam mechaf, it would be chamsu mitzilsa, it means it would become chamsu mitzilsa. Then the Gemara is too l'shainis if it's pasul. And the psul pashas is the psul derabbanan. Now the Taz wants to know, according to the lashon of the Gemara that says it's possible, and we actually don't pass in that way, but according to the lashon says it's possible, how is it different than hutsim? Why by hutsim do we say if it's silsirim mechamsa it's kasher? Why don't we say that's mixes schach l'malam mechaf, mixes schach teichaf is possible, Because even though now it's still Simruba, but if you take off the Tapsach, it'll become Chaim Simruba. So Taisa says that since there's a lot of Hutzin, it's ruining Leskayim. Taisa Lashin is, it's ruining Leskayim Bekal Amhayisham Davras and Echis. The Hutzin could last. The Hutzin, we don't say such a sword. The Hutzin are better than Mixa Schach Lamal Mikhov Mixa Techov. If it's Hutzin, Hutzin is Episamaila. That deal with Kuli Alma, if the Hutzin at Silsa Ruba would work. That's the Halach of Taisis here. It's the first Taisis of Taisis in Erevin. But the Ran and the Ridva here, and also Taisis in Aftes, and Taisis in Erevin, the second Taisis, holds that no. That by Mixas Schach Lamala Michov, Mixas Schach Taichov, that works even if it's Takachan Shu Mitzulsa. And the reason is because you don't say Mitzdayr Schach Pasel, Vanis Schach Kasher, Legad Mitzchach Tzamala Michov, because it's not a psul. It's not a psul in the schach. Since it's not a psul in the schach, it's a psul in the sukkah. The Gemara says, Lashon Chalal sukkah tonight. The Malam Chav is in the space in the sukkah. It's not in the schach. The schach above Chav could be mitzdarif to the hatch of the sukkah, as long as Lamaisi have schach below Chav, and the Chalal sukkah is not above Chav. That's the Mahalach of Taisis in Daftes, and the Ran and the Ridva and Taisis and Erevin. So there, the question is the other way. If that's true, that mixes schach lamala michav and mixes schach teichav is good, even if the schach teichav is takacham simruba, so why by hutzin do we say that the hutzin have to be tzil simruba? So you're going to have to say hutzin are worse. So zasvaras afuchas. You have to say, according to these rishonim, hutzin are worse. Even the Ran here says, Lashon hutzin are chashiv. Schach is chashiv. So even if it's chacham simruba, lamai says, v'mai the chalal sukkah. Hutzin are in chashiv. You don't consider them the meat of the chalal sukkah until that tzilsim ruba. That's the Ran's lashon. Taisus in the Ridva, Taisus and Erev in the Ridva say a different thing, that hutzin don't have a kiyum for themselves. Mamish the opposite of this taisus. That hutzin don't have a kiyum. Mixes chach lamal and chav, mixes chach techav, has epis a kiyum. The maisa won't last, but has epis a kiyum. Here, if you remove the tapsach, the hutzin are gone right away. So mamela, you're not going to count them as real schach unless it's also meruba. So that's the two mahalchim. Is the pshat that lamala michaf is a din of schach pasul, and you need also meruba lamata michaf no matter what? Now the problem over there was that even if you have also meruba, but since if you remove the top schach, it will become chamas meruba, so now it's ke'ilu einai. And that we pass in this kasha, but that's a psul derabanan. You have to say hutzin are better. The Rav Hutzin, the Yachal Isluch Mekal, you don't say Kilu Einai. But if you go the other way, that Schach Lamal Mechav doesn't have a din of Schach Pasal, as long as some of the Schach is Teichav, even if it's Chamsim Ruba, it's Mistayef for the Schach above Chav to make a Kashas, because the nice of the Chalal Sukkah isn't above Chav. So then you have a Kashas the other way. How come by Hutzin do we say that you need Tzilsim Ruba? You have to say because Hutzin are in Chashiv, or because Hutzin don't have the egg in the Kiyam. Now there is a kasha that Achreinim ask, already Rishayna, and me already asked the kasha. How come it's Tzaba works? Why don't you say it's Tassav Leiman Asli? You have a schach l'mala michof, and you made it Tzaba. We know, l'mashal, when you have a schach that's mechubur, and you cut the schach, so then it doesn't work, because you say it's Tassav Leiman Asli. When you made the schach, it was had a psul mechubur, so it doesn't work, it's Tassav Leiman Asli. Well, let's say, Achaitit Begadish, you have a schach, which is not really a schach altogether, and then you dig out from the gadish and you turn it into a schach as tassav leiman asli. So why don't you say a schach lamal michaf? You made it in tzav, it should be tassav leiman asli. So the way the Pnei Yeshua says it, according to the pshat that it's not schach pasul b'chalal, it's just a din in the chalal sukkah. So the schach is schach kosher. So now you're adding a chalal sukkah, so that's good. That's why it's not tassav leiman asli. But according to the pshat that it's schach pasul, it's more shver. I mean, the Meiri says, since the schach is made correctly, you just have a psul mitam acher, and you did a maisa to be maisa the psul, that's not a problem of tassav loyman asri. Remember, it talks about even by mechubre, tzitzas and zui asi asan, but even the man yom says there, it doesn't work, but here, that's because the schach is b'chol on a schach. Here it is a schach, it just has a psul mitam acher. The Pnei Yeshua says, so even if you hold that there's a problem, it's dire schach pasul about the schach hashul amal amichav. So taka, you can't use if it's also meruba. But still, it's not a chesaron in the etzem schach. It's a zaytik of psul in the schach. And memela, for that, the tzdam would work. It's interesting, at the end of Siman Tafresh Chavav, the Beis Yosef brings a tshuva, he's called the Mitzas Kasev, it's from the Maram Rutenberg, that he says, there's a big shmooze in the Paiskim, it's not going to clear Alachal Amaisa. Let's say you put your shlak on the sukkah, and you put the shlak down while the shlak is up. While it's being mechutzu with the gag, and afterwards you remove the gag. Is there a problem of Tassel and Nas? There's a big shmooze in the Paiskim. This tshuva's Maram says, it's kasher. You see, it's Tabi works. Who within removing the gag works? Yeshua is a bissel mefakvik. But it's Tabi, like we're saying, there's nothing wrong with the skach. It's just too high. Hashem can hear when you have a gag that's a bittel on the skach. I guess that's what the Paiskim that hold, that the gag doesn't work, because the gag is more of a bittel on the skach. It's say Tassel and Asim, Hashem can lamala mechav, loimi boya, if you hold it's mamish kachashikim, it's time for the skach lamata mechav. So Kolshken is not a psul in the Schach, but even if you hold a kebi mitzvah for the Schach lamat de michav, it could be vaita. It's not mamish a psul. It's not a psul mitzaratzmai. It's like a zaitig a psul, which you wouldn't say tassavoy menasei. And now the Gemara goes vaita if the sukkah was above 10 tfachim and the hutzim went down within 10 tfachim, so Abaye thought that fakad. If Chamsu Mitzilsin, and I consider it to be a sukkah below 10 tfachim, Mitzilsin with Chamsu would be a sukkah below 10 tfachim. And Rava says, Dirisruchi, Leinan and Dar, but Dirisrucha. So Edvon says in Nusach, Dirisruch is a psul b'di'evit. And he says, It's v'loy lechat chilu b'vant kadas mixas chachamim. Dirisruch is a psul b'di'evit. Doesn't say clearly if it's the Raisa or the Rabbanan, but he says it's psul b'di'evit. What does he mean? See, the emphasis, the Paiskim will bring it down. The Torah Shulchan Aruch brings down the din of Hutzin is possible. Sukkah is possible. But the Rambam writes a Lashon, it's in Perikei Halacha Beis, Tzarech Lizor, Shloi Hutzin, Va'ol, and Yoyle, and Tarech Tvachim, Shloi Shloi Bishivas. You have to be careful that Hutzin don't come down within 10 Tvachim, so it shouldn't bother Yeshiva. That's Mashmetz Adin Lechatchila. The Aruch HaNer already is medayik the way he brings the Ritva of Loi L'chil is Mitzchom. He says the Mitzchom is the Rambam. The Rambam brings the L'chila. The Rav is medayik a little bit more in Perek Dalet. That's where he talks about the Ikad Dine Sukkah. So there he doesn't bring down the Din of Hutzin. In Perek Hay, where he talks about the Din Yeshiva Sukkah, there he brings the Din of Hutzin. Right? It's not a Pasul Sukkah. It's a Din that the Yeshiva, like he says, Sarach Lizar, the Yeshiva should be a Gishmak Yeshiva Sukkah. But Batsim is not a Psul, it's a Din L'chatchila. So the Aruch HaNer says, have a right to the Rambam, because the Gemara asks the Shaila, how do we know the psul of Yitvachim? The Gemara brings from Aron and Kapiris. The Gemara later, the Gemara brings, it says, it's Aruch HaNer Shemisinai. Tebeglai, it's a Diris Rucha, it's a Svar, it's a Diris Rucha. Why is Diris Rucha, it's not a psul? So Hashem says, no, there's two dinim. There's a din of Mechitzis have to be Yud. And that, you need a Pasuk in the Aruch HaNer Shemisinai. And then the Srach, let's say you have the Mechitzis, the schach, let's say, is high. But the mechitzis, if they yutvachim, it's kashi. You don't need the mechitzis to megiyas the schach. But if it's less than yutvachim, it's possible. So you see, even without a divisuchas, then the mechitzis have to be yut. So what's your raya? But could be, it's still a good raya, maybe. Because the Gemara in the middle says, we may the halal yud, the bar mischach, the lumen bahad ischach. How do you know the space has to be yud, excluding the schach, maybe with the schach? If it's yud with the schach, so then it should be a diras rucha. Oh, it's arachin. We have to see the Gemara. Maybe it's not such a rayim. So the Biskirav has a big arichas on it. What's the machloik is the Rambam and the other Paiskim. The Paiskim that says Sipsul b'di'evim, the Rambam says Sipsul l'chatchila. He has all Gemara later on Daf Chaf Aleph, a discussion. If you have a bed, if you sikha chagabe mita, and you don't have 10 tfachim between the mita and the schach, the Gemara makes it a machloik as if it's diras kava or diras aray. If you hold Diris Kvabin and it's a problem, if you hold Diris Arai, it's not a problem. Now, bed, you're not really Mevatel there. But he says in Shtikl that if you hold Sukkah Diris Kvabin on, then the din dir is a din in the Sukkah. That's what he says, in the Chefs of the Sukkah. That's how he learns up the Gemara there. That if you hold Sukkah Diris Kvabin on, the din dir is a din in the Chefs of the Sukkah. So that's part of the Dine Sukkah, they need 10 Tfachim of Dira. Mashaykin, if you hold Sukkah Diris Arai bin on, the way the Rambam learns the Gemara, there's no din dir in the etzim chefs of the sukkah. Not just the machlok is how much dir you need. Diris kevav means that dir is an integral part of the sukkah. Diris arai means dir is b'chol not part of the sukkah. The sukkah doesn't need dir betzim. It's a din in the yeshiva sukkah that you need dir. So mel, the sukkah would be a kashrut sukkah, and mitzad the yeshiva sukkah, the rav is naming on that would only be a din lechatchila. The nacha inyan, The Gemara talks about if you have a sukkah l'mal mechaf and you bana it's stab of emsa al pnei kol sukkah. So the Gemara, if it has in the stab actual sukkah, it's ksheira. Now Rashi says ksheira means the entire sukkah is kasher, even the part that's not on the stab. The entire sukkah is kasher because pesel yetsim in a sukkah needn't kasukkah. And the Ran says, what was Rashi's hechrich? How does Rashi know the entire sukkah is kasher? Because he says, if it's just a stab, it's pshita. What's the difference? If you have another part, it's stab itself is a ganze sukkah. What my nafkemina that there's another part of the sukkah? It's pshita. Elamai, pshat in the Gemara is that the part that's out of the stab is also kasher. And the Ran really doesn't hold like Rashi. The Ran says that it's not really the same as pesel yetsim the sukkah needn't kasukkah. So the Ran says, no, only the tzdab is kasher, and that's good for the chiddush. You would think that since the rest of the sukkah is possibly geyser, the tzdab out to the rest of the sukkah, come ashman, you're not geyser. So it's a machloek is yishenim. Do you say pesel yetsim in a sukkah on the part that's not by the tzdab? And we have to really see the sukkah of pesel yetsim in a sukkah, but just a little bit. The Rush brings Rabbeinu Yishai that argues in Rashi, and he says that pesel yetsim in a sukkah, the cases over there is when you have, let's say you have a sukkah which one of the walls is much longer than the other. So you would think the other part is not three walls. Kamashman pesel yetsim the sukkah means it's all nichlon into one sukkah. And the other cases there which even less of a chiddush. Let's say you have a sukkah which has some parts it's sil seruba, some parts chamsim ruba. Kamashman, even the chamsim ruba part is kasha because it's all one big sukkah and the kloliest of sukkah is sil seruba. And other cases there are similar to that. Mashenkin here, where this part is mamish puzzle. So, just like, even if it's one big sukkah, but this part's mamish puzzle. Just like Lamashali says, if you have a sukkah, which part of it is schach kosher and part of it is schach puzzle, you have such a sukkah, you have a sachach, part of it with schach kosher, and then the rest is schach puzzle. So no one says you could sit under the schach puzzle and say, Peshle, Eitzim, a sukkah, eating a sukkah. There's a kosher apart, there's a puzzle apart. So only when it's not a kosher apart and a puzzle apart, it's just you'd have a havimina, that this part's out of the sukkah. So this part doesn't have mechitzas, or this part doesn't have enough schach. Kamash malan, it's all one big sukkah. So mel, the sukkah b'cholis has mechitzas or has schach. But if you have a part that's puzzle, you can't be machshir a puzzle upon of the sukkah, because the pesel etzim no sukkah. That's what Rabbeinu Yishai Yitainis, that's what the Rosh brings. And the Rosh says, there was pshan and Rashi, because like we said before, l'mal mechav is not a psul. L'mal mechav is not a psul. If you have, let's say, mixes schach l'mal mechav, mixes l'mat mechav, we brought rishenim, then it's mitznarif. As long as the chalal of the sukkah is chav, even though a part of the schach is above chav, it's not a psul. See, here also you could say the same thing, that the sukkah b'chlolis has to be chav. It's a din in the chalal sukkah. So mainly, even though parts of the sukkah are l'mal mechav, but sali yetzim a sukkah means it's one big sukkah, and this sukkah has some of its schach l'mata michav, so the whole sukkah is mistarif to be a sukkah l'mata michav. That's tainit the Rosh. So l'chayim, that's the machlekes. If you hold that l'mala michav is schach pasul, and it can't be mistarif, so then you wouldn't say psali yetzim either. But if you hold that schach kashik is mistarif, then shak to say psali yetzim. So if Nei Yeshua says it, Rash l'shitasa doesn't shtim. Because Rashi in the Tesla of the day, he holds there is a problem with Starim Skach Pasul, about the Skach Kosh by Lamala Michav. So Vaisis Rashi holds the Lamala Michav at Skach Pasul. So why would Rashi hold he could say Psal Yetzib and Lamala Michav? And he says, Yesh Li Ashiv Ulachalik. He's not sure. His type lies in Arichas about it. He says, first of all, it's different for it. If you have Skach, which is Bechefs and not Skach, so then, you wouldn't say psal yetzim such a thing. But you have schach, which is schach. It's just, even if you say that you need a full tzilsim merubah l'mata mechav to be called a good sukkah, but still, l'gabi psal yetzim, it's enough schach to have it in the psal yetzim. He also says another pshad, that could be enech nami, it's pasul l'mata mechav, but the psul is the psul in the defanics. So male, that's a din of psal yetzim. You can't be makshe pasul a schach of psal yetzim, but you could be a machshir apostle to finish with Sali Yetzeh, and it could be considered one big sukkah, machmas the other to finish. So if you hold like Rava holds that the psul of Lamala Michav is because the defanis aren't able to be made aray, they have to be made kavah. So Mela Oibazayim psul in the defanis, you'd be able to say Sali Yetzeh. That's a stipulous text.